Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net.
Use CGR for 5% off. That's CGR, all caps, for 5% off.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history.
That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code, MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at CGRWellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any difference. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any good products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Boy, oh boy, am I excited for having my next guest with me. Very quickly, I want to get this mentioned. We have a $10, by the way, this is hour number two. If you missed any parts of hour number one, I encourage you to get it. I prayed the prayer to break off the impacts of the vaccine. And knowing what we know now, that monkeypox that they're talking about actually comes from the fact that they've been incubating all vaccines since 1934 in, guess where? Monkey brains. Hello. Dr. Judy Mikovits has talked about the commingling of animal blood and human blood that's been taking place through these vaccines, through her research that she did. And how amazing now that the authorities are actually coming out and saying that there's a link between AIDS and vaccines. She said this 25 years ago. And they tried to destroy her for doing so. Anyway, so there you go. So I said a prayer, a very powerful prayer. I hope you'll listen to that. And then last half hour, Matt Long and I, we had a conversation about what needs to happen in fighting back, and we talked about what we call rhino cover. Rhino cover is when they tell us the sky is falling, get underneath here and we'll protect you. And the rhinos protect us only during elections. Only during the election, because their policies actually are full of holes, like Title 42, which hasn't stopped the influx of the southern border invasion in any way, shape, or form. All right. Anyway, there you go. We'll have tune in hour number one. You can get all that. We are welcoming you to hour number two. I encourage you to please support our sponsors, Patriot Mobile. Everybody uses a mobile phone. Get on to Patriot Mobile. They support the things that we believe in. PatriotMobile.com/chosen or call them at 972-728-7468. 972-728-7468. And also, please support our other sponsor over here, and that is SimplyCleanFoods.net. And if you're looking for, you know, food storage, high-quality food storage, or maybe you even are considering what's going on with your grocery bill and you can't get a handle on it and you can't find what you need, SimplyCleanFoods.net can help you. Reach out to them at simplycleanfoods@chef.net, simplycleanfoods@chef.net, or call them at 737-400-2066, 737-400-2066. Simply Clean Foods can help you with your grocery situation by giving you non-GMO, fresh, clean food, especially freeze-dried, and they'll tell you exactly how to turn it into an amazing meal. All right, my guest who has waited patiently as I have tried to pay the light bills is with me. I want to welcome to the program my dear friend and an icon in this fight for equality and not equity, Ward Connerly. Ward, welcome. Good to have you.
Good morning, Pastor Greg.
Well, my dear friend, so I sent you this article. This one is almost like you read it and you go, nah, they're making this stuff up. But the Daily Wire has this article up as well. Amanda Prestigiacomo has written an article. Your three-month-old might be racist and the Department of Education is here to help. The bad news is that your three-month-old precious bundle of joy, yeah, she might be a racist. On the upside, Arizona's Department of Education is offering an equity toolkit to help you to tamp down on their racism. Ward, did you realize this? Did you know that three-year-old white babies are likely racist?
Well, I didn't know that, but I'll watch out for those little kids.
You better be careful, man. They'll sneak up behind
Don't
you.
Don't turn my...
That's it. Yeah. They better watch out. They'll sneak up behind you and bite you in the calf or something. I don't know. My goodness. When these kinds of things come out, it blows your mind that they would actually write a curriculum for kids to take home that would propagate this kind of hate.
Nothing surprises me anymore. Nothing. Because it's almost inaccurate to say the far left, because these people are much further than the far left. They're not on the same planet as we are mentally, and their ideals, they have none. I guess that's the definition of being progressive. You just allow anything. Everything is in a state of evolution. Everything is changing. There are no constants. There are no guardrails.
It really is running off the rails. I was sharing a scripture at the end of the last segment. About perilous times that we're in. And it says, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents. And I think that's that is related to this, right? Because there you've got children in school that are being told mom and dad are bad, they're evil, they're ignorant, and we need to send this material home with you, and you need to make sure, and if your parents won't read this stuff, if your parents won't propagate this, then you need to make sure that you are sharing this with your three-month-old brother or sister, because mom and dad are, you know, they don't know what they're doing, so don't listen to them.
Amazing.
It's just stunning. It's just absolutely stunning. I know that we've talked before about, you know, when you were born, there was a C on your birth certificate. It stood for colored. There was you were born in the South. It identified you in that fashion. But your mom and dad told you, you can accomplish whatever you set your mind to, and that hard work and proper morals and living the right way will lead to success. And you've lived that. I mean, you wouldn't have become a regent at UC Berkeley. You wouldn't have the stature that you have. You have, in spite of how that beginning was with that C on your birth certificate, the reality is that this great nation, America, has opened up, and you followed a course, albeit there were bumps along the way, I'm sure, but you were able to follow a course of success.
Well, Pastor Greg, I want to amend the description that you gave.
Please.
My father left the household when I was 2.
Wow.
My mother died when I was 4.
Wow.
And I was raised by I call it the committee of 3. My maternal grandmother, one of my mother's sisters, Aunt Bertha, and the husband of Aunt Bertha, Uncle James. I call them the committee of 3. The committee of 3 provided the family support, the main support, to raise me. From that point on, everything that you said is totally accurate. And the committee of 3 had some definite rules. You will not embarrass us. You will make something of yourself, in quotes. I constantly heard that from the moment of consciousness almost. You will make something of yourself. And I must say that all of these teachings were enforced by gentle love and a sturdy switch from the willow tree. And I never forgot the lessons. I still believe that that willow tree is an important part of raising our kids. Although I don't like the physical spankings, but it works. It works.
Well, you know what? The Word of God tells us, you know, nobody loves the Lord's chastening, but we need to remember that the Lord chastens those whom he loves. So your committee of 3, although that's not the most enjoyable part of it, your committee of 3 was expressing to you how much they loved you by not sparing the rod and not spoiling the child.
I wish you had been there at the moment to soften by your preachings to soften the effect on me because I didn't like it.
Sure.
I didn't like it. They were right. They were right. And right now, we need, as a society, we need some basic rules, and we need to have those enforced by parents because we're out of control as a society.
You know, when I hear that, and I thank you for making that amendment, but when I hear that, what I also hear is I hear, you know, the other side would say, you know, there's no way. There's no way this child is going to succeed. The child has a father that abandoned him and a mother who passes. And so there's no way in this world that a colored child, a black child without parents, essentially orphaned, is going to succeed because of how horrible and horrific the United States of America is and how racist this nation is, so racist that three-month-old white babies are already racist and they don't even know it and they just need to be made aware of it because that's who they are. I mean, you know, Ward, it makes your success and your story just that much more compelling when it comes to relating how the principles given, don't embarrass us, make something of yourself. But it's because we believe that you can not embarrass us. You can live that kind of life and you can make something of yourself. We believe that. Back after this.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for him in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net.
Use CGR for 5% off. That's CGR, all caps, for 5% off.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for him in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history.
That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code, MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And my special guest is Ward Connerly. Ward, we were talking about, you know, your life story, because it's so applicable to the things that we're dealing with today. And you, in your life, represent so much. It's why you grew up, and you were talking about it in the break, under Jim Crow. You grew up again with that birth certificate that had the C on it that said I'm a colored person, and I guess they need to identify and point that out. You grew up with no dad. You grew up with no mom. You had a committee of three, your aunt, your uncle, and your maternal grandmother, who gave you certain basic guidelines and said, this is a path. But you grew up in a part of the country where race played a huge role. But there was another part of the country where there were unlimited opportunities, even at that time. And you pursued those opportunities, and that has, you said, a big role on why you are an advocate for equal opportunity, but don't give me equity. I don't want any of that equity. I just want an equal chance and opportunity to apply myself, because I know that if I get an equal opportunity, now I'm the one who can make the path.
Amen. You know, the good Lord is amazing. When you look at civilization, you see people who are blind, and yet they have amazing talents to sing. You see people who start from the dredges of life and they rise to great heights. Equality of the individual is what enables us all to reach our potential. And he, capital H, he knows that. And the founders knew that. That's why they said self-evident truth. They knew it. And somehow, politicians who really don't believe in the good Lord, I'm convinced of that now, many of them don't believe in it. They don't believe in equality. When Kamala Harris, before she ran along with President Biden, when she said equity is not equality in a video, she was right. It is not equality. and we should be condemning you for that, because you're violating the most basic command of this nation. We hold these truths to be self-evident. But they don't see it that they don't see it that way.
It's really, really sad that you know they because they need to pit us against one another. They need to cause the house to be divided in order for them to be able to take control, to take charge. That's the issue. And their purpose is that. They want, folks, this is about destroying America. And the ones who suffer the most with that godless destruction ward are always the minorities. They're always the ones, and this is the deception, man. This is the deception. And I think it's why I really believe your story, your words are powerful. But what has made that and what has birthed that in you and the life that you have lived makes those words that much more significant. And I know it's what scares the devil. It's what makes the gates of hell shake.
Well, I just hope that the good Lord gives me the strength to propagate my story, not because I'm so exceptional, but because there's a lesson there for all of us. And we tend to diminish the threat of our opposition. We tend to think that they are just my good fellow Americans who have a slight difference of opinion.
Yeah.
Believe me, this is not a slight difference of opinion. We're dealing with people who are genuinely changing the country, and the havoc that they are wreaking on society is unbelievable.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for him World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Have you been looking for a trusted, long-term, storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net.
Use CGR for 5% off. That's CGR, all caps, for 5% off.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for him World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product's called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. And you can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning, and it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history.
That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code, MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country. By contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights, I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And I am so very excited to have my next guest on the program with me. It's been a minute since he's been able to be with me. His schedule is incredibly busy, and I'm just very, very pleased that he can join me today. He is the director and founder of Jihad Watch. He was one of the first ones that was out in front of identifying the threat of Islam and the crazy direction. You know, this is a man who, when Phil Haney was identifying what was happening at DHS, he was on the other side, on the outside of this, saying, "Phil's telling you the truth. We got a problem," and identifying these things. And I'm so grateful and honored to have him on my program. I want to welcome Robert Spencer. Robert, welcome. So good to have you.
Pastor Greg, it's great to talk to you again. How you doing?
I am well. I am well. I'm getting healthier. I'm making some adjustments to some things, and first, I'm actually on the first day of some new adjustments that I'm making as far as some of the pills that I'm taking, naturopathic stuff, and I'm believing that these are going to have an even greater impact on moving me further forward. So I'm grateful for that.
Wonderful.
Yeah, thank you for asking. I really appreciate that very much, and I know that you pray for me, and I very much appreciate that. You always, whenever we talk, you always are legitimately, sincerely concerned and ask how I'm doing, and that really touches me. So thank you for that.
Well, I'm so glad to hear. You know, you seem so much better than the last time that we spoke, and I'm just grateful for all the improvement.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you so very much. Well, we've got a battle to fight. We've got a war to fight. We've got a spiritual war that we're in the midst of, and we've got a disinformation campaign that is continued, by the way. Even under President Trump, they were pushing this disinformation campaign in spite of his efforts, and they've been doing this now for a number of years. Talk to me about this push to keep at the top of the list the white domestic threat to America.
Well, this is something that Biden has said, that the Attorney General Merrick Garland has said, that the FBI Director Christopher Wray has said, that others have said, that white supremacists are the biggest threat, terror threat, that the nation faces today. Now, the only thing that they haven't had in trying to make this case is white supremacist terrorists up until this shooting in Buffalo, which is extraordinarily convenient for the establishment narrative. I'm not saying that it's faked or a false flag or anything. I'm sure that it's real and tragic. There's just an extraordinary coincidence that the biggest thing that they lacked in their case when they were claiming that white supremacists are the biggest terror threat was white supremacist terrorists. And now they have one, but they only have the one, whereas there have been 40,000 jihad attacks in the United States and around the world since 9/11. And so you got to wonder at a mass that sees one attack on one side and 40,000 on the other and says, oh, the one attack, that's a bigger threat. But obviously what they're trying to do is portray ordinary people who are not terrorists, who are not violent, who are not lawbreakers as terrorists in an attempt ultimately to criminalize political opposition in the United States. And that's what this is all about. First, they started saying that supporters of Trump were all white supremacists. And then they say white supremacists are the biggest terror threat. It's very clear what the agenda is. That they're going to say, well, all these Trump supporters are the white supremacist terrorists, and so we have to shut them down. And meanwhile, we have this disinformation governance board, which is supposedly paused now, but not closed altogether. And who knows what incursions on the freedom of speech that is going to do.
It's interesting too. I had a gentleman on last week that was talking about this shooting in Buffalo, and I'll just briefly mention this, but that the individual who did that particular shooting had a manifest, and his actions as well as his manifest were almost a copycat to the Christchurch shooting that took place, Robert. And it's just, it's kind of eerie. And that's why there are some people who are saying, okay, what really happened here? Who created this scenario? Who put this person up? Who put a gun in his hand? Who, you know, how did this actually happen when you have such significant similarities? But that's not our purpose of our conversation today. The purpose of our conversation today is to identify the reality that the FBI and John Gundola has spoken about this as well, because they threw John Gundola out of the FBI and all of his teachings out of the FBI because they decided that, you know, Islamic terrorists. I mean, look what happened to the people in that Taiwanese service in Laguna Wood. Nobody's talking about that, Robert. Nobody's talking right. about the fact that there was a Chinese national immigrant who went into a Taiwanese church and specifically it's been stated was there because he didn't like the Taiwanese people because of the conversations being made and the conflict between the CCP and Taiwan.
Doesn't fit the narrative. And the narrative is white supremacists are the terror threat. That means other genuine terror threats get ignored. And so I can ask you, as a matter of fact, did you even hear about the fact that just last week in New Jersey, there was a Muslim, a software developer, mild-mannered office worker by day, and then at night he was going out and scouting out attack targets for Hezbollah, the terror group in Lebanon. in New York City, Washington, and Boston. And he was convicted of terror activity in connection with this last week. But was it all over the news? It was not. And it was not all over the news because it doesn't fit the narrative, which is that Muslims are victims of Islamophobia. And there may be a terror threat from a tiny minority of extremists, but they're insignificant, and the white supremacist threat here again is the bigger one. And so the white supremacist gets all the attention. I mean, it's even conspicuous in the fact that Joe Biden visited the Buffalo area right away and made a speech about how we have to fight racism and all, but he did not go to Waukesha, Wisconsin, where a black nationalist murdered six people driving through a Christmas parade, and he did not visit Brooklyn or New York City when there was a shooter, another black nationalist shooter there. And so you got to wonder, you know, it's very clear that he wants to eradicate racism, only one kind. I mean, I'm not saying that it's that one kind is good and one isn't. That's exactly what I'm not saying, that he should be standing against all racism. But some of it fits his narrative and some of it doesn't.
Well, and in that Waukesha situation, there were six killed, 78 injured, 18 of which were children. One of those killed was a child. And in that particular situation, and I predicted this right after it happened, and it was out within days, there were those who were justifying his actions, saying that he was angry because he had been oppressed, and the Kyle Rittenhouse case pushed people over the edge, and they had a reason, a justifiable reason, for him to be going and mowing down white people.
So there you go. It's all about the narrative again, that even when these things happen that don't fit the narrative, they're pushed into it. They're shoehorned in. And so we hear that this guy had some excuse or some very justifiable reason, where you would never hear that about the Buffalo shooter, even if he had one.
And we don't agree that there should be one. We don't agree that there should be this racism. And I just had Ward Connerly on, and we spent the last half hour talking about his incredible story. Somebody that was born during Jim Crow in Louisiana, had a C for colored put on his birth certificate, and yet he espouses how America gave him the opportunities that he had, and that by the time he was, in his early 30s in the 1970s, he was a man who was experiencing tremendous success right here in America, Robert. Right here in America. And yes, did he grow up in an environment and in an area in the South where there was racism going on? Sure. But you know what? Just 100 miles north, there wasn't that issue, okay? So you can't suggest that all of America was one way or another. And sadly, the FBI now, having done this identification, and really, the bottom line is from a propaganda and disinformation standpoint, Robert, that's what J6 was all about. January 6th was all about identifying all Trump supporters and all of these people as white supremacists. I mean, I know that the Proud Boys has some controversy, but when you look at who the leader of that is, it's not a white guy. It's a guy who started that. It's not a white guy. He's a Puerto Rican guy. But, you know, we can't have it because, again, it doesn't fit the narrative. I'll be back more. Robert Spencer coming up right after this. What do we do? How do we educate people with the truth? We'll be back with more right after this.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village. With the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation radio ministry. And by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the waters. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is Pastor Jackie, has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really, this village is really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. And this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming. And we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry.
Hey, this is Pastor Greg. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. That's ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com. Be sure and get the podcast over there and sign up for our emails today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code.
Promo code Pastor Greg.
Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king size regular $89.98, now just $34.98.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My special guest, Robert Spencer, director of Jihad Watch. We were talking about the FBI and their, once again, their focus, Christopher Wray and their organization on white supremacism as being the greatest threat, and of course their definition of white supremacist is really part of the problem. Of course, is what they define as a white supremacist. I also want to talk about with you, because of your area of expertise, the Mehmet Oz question. And there are a number of us that have some pretty grave concerns about an individual who is a Turkish citizen and who is a Muslim, who is claimed to be a Muslim, sitting in the United States Senate. You want to talk to us about your thoughts on that? And I know you said you had some information on that as well.
Yeah, absolutely, Pastor. The question that I have about it is what his commitment is to the freedom of speech. which is so much under fire nowadays, and he's not helping. This is what happened. His opponent, his principal opponent in the primary, which is still inconclusive, although it doesn't look as if she's won, Kathy Barnett, she said some things years ago. I think it was about 7 years ago. She tweeted some things that were critical of Islam. And one of them was, pedophilia is a cornerstone of Islam. Now, pedophilia is actually a cornerstone of Islam. This doesn't mean every Muslim is a pedophile or approves of pedophilia. But the fact is that there are all kinds of imams all around the world. And I can give you the quotes. I've got them at my website, jihadwatch.org. I've published them many times. All kinds of imams say there's no age limit. You can marry an infant if you want. There's no age limit for marriage for a little girl. And this is because Muhammad, the prophet of Islam, consummated his marriage with Aisha when she was 9 and he was 54. And so the idea of pedophilia, unfortunately, does have support in core Islamic texts. So she wasn't really wrong. Well, but Mehmet Oz was, what's that?
Well, we don't even have to go that far back, because the Muslims in Nigeria are taking young teenage girls and raping them and claiming them as their wives right now, today. Literally, as Robert and I are speaking right now, as we are speaking right now, I can tell you that as we're speaking right now, there is a young 13 or 14-year-old Christian Nigerian girl who is being raped by a Muslim man right now in Nigeria. So we don't even have to go, we don't have to go just look it up in a book. We don't have to find a quote. We don't have to go back 1400 years. It's happening right now. As a matter of fact, we just had with Save the Persecuted Christians, we discussed Leia, who was taken captive three years ago. And this is a teenage girl, okay? And she has already, Robert, 3 children.
That yeah, Leah Sharibu. I know the case.
Yeah, that means she was, ladies and gentlemen, she was a teenager, underage. That's called pedophilia. And pedophilia is being practiced by Muslims in Nigeria right now as we speak. So those that came against Miss Barnett for saying that need to get slapped upside the head. I'm serious as a heart attack. They need to get slapped upside the head because of these little girls that are being raped right now in Nigeria, and they are denying it. May the fire of God fall on their head right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Go ahead, Robert.
It's even worse than that, because what Dr. Oz did was he said that she was Islamophobic and all that nonsense, of course. And then he said that he thought that this should be disqualifying. That, in other words, he thought that she shouldn't even be allowed to run for office because she was critical of Islam. And I think, does he think he's running in Turkey or something? This is not the way the United States works, you know? The United States does not censor people, at least not yet, on the basis of being critical of Islam. And so I thought that was extraordinary that he said that, and extraordinary to the extent that he should be disqualified from running, because we ought to only have candidates who actually understand the freedom of speech and care about defending.
Well, and it goes beyond, again, to me, it goes beyond freedom of speech, because what Mehmet Oz was saying is that those girls in Nigeria right now that are being stolen from their families and raped by Muslims, that that's okay. Not a problem, because it's not happening. He's saying it's not happening. He's denying the existence of those girls and that it's not happening. What a sick pervert.
Well, there you go.
What a sick pervert. If you voted for Mehmet Oz, you need to put a picture on the mirror in your bathroom of one of these little girls in Nigeria that's being raped. and you can pat yourself on the back and say, I'm right there with that rapist. You sick. Sick! I'm not pulling any punches anymore, Robert.
I got you.
I'm not pulling any punches anymore. Christians okay. should be beside themselves that this individual is running for office, and somebody needs to wake President Trump up, because what President Trump did was endorse someone that is endorsing the rape of young girls, Christian young girls in Nigeria by Muslims. That's okay with him.
Yeah, I don't understand his endorsement at all. I don't know what on earth he was thinking in that.
I don't know. And I have defended President Trump. I pray for him. I believe that God has touched him. I believe all of that. But this was a mistake. He really messed up. And people who, you know, I got a phone call and it was like, well, do you hate all Muslims? It's not a matter of hating them. It's a matter of you better understand what their book says about us and what their book instructs them to do to us. You better understand that. Now, there are Muslims out there that don't know that. I don't hate Muslims. I hate the idolatrous teachings of Islam, the Quran, and the Hadith, and the actions of those that follow those teachings. Does that make sense, Robert?
Makes sense to me. The problem is a lot of people don't understand that people suffer terribly because of these teachings. There are human rights abuses, as you've noted, that happen every day because of these teachings. And so if you oppose them, you are called racist and bigoted. But this is Islam is not really a race. And
no.
It's a system of ideas, and any system of ideas can and should be criticized.
Well, and from that perspective, it's a cult.
Well, there are certainly a lot of aspects of that that you don't question. The Quran says not to question the teachings. You just have to go along. Chapter 5, verse 101 says don't ask questions. Some people have lost their faith by asking questions.
Well, my prayer is that, you know, Christ continues to show up in visions, and I know that he is for imams and those that are seeking visions. And I pray that they come to the knowledge of the truth of Jesus Christ and that their souls are saved. But we can't deny what they do and what they are doing. Thank you, Robert, for being here. At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say, the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner for over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product called Ultrashot. This is a healthy alternative to the other heavily caffeinated energy drinks out on the market today, available at cgrwellness.com. Ultrashot has four powerful blends to wake up your senses. 1 ounce of UltraShot, about 6 hours of clean energy for me with no jitters or crash at the end. UltraShot has 7 different B vitamins in its formula that work synergistically with each other. The mineral chromium, manganese, and vanadium are specifically selected for sports cellular energy and healthy blood sugar levels. UltraShot also contains exotic herbals. UltraShot's available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a handy 1 ounce travel packet for life on the go. When I'm driving, I've got another 3 hours to go to get to my destination. I reach for an UltraShot. Thanks to UltraShot, I keep my focus and stay safe on the road. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Enter coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout to receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.